walk of life we come from, every Seventh-day Adventist is required to be a student of prophecy. Now, as I've had opportunity to share the prophetic word around the world, all the prophetic aberrations, I don't know if all of them, but many of the prophetic errors that are within Adventism, I, of course, get confronted with in different meetings. One of them that is very prevalent is time setting, the reapplication of the time prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, reapplying them at the end of the world in a day-for-day fashion, and there's many variations on all this, and I have to deal with that on a regular basis. To use the words of Sister White, I'm under conviction that that's fanaticism. But nonetheless, that is one of the false prophetic things that I have to respond to on a regular basis. And so I take the position, normally, if people would know my record on the subject of time setting, they would say I was one that was opposed to it. And yet this study comes perilously close to time setting in some people's minds, because we're going to kind of focus on the millennium and say before the millennium, we should expect the Sunday law. Now, the qualification that we're going to make to that is that when Sister White is giving us information that before the millennium that we should expect the Sunday law, is the term millennium that she was using is not necessarily how you and I are understanding the millennium today. That's why we're going to look at that more closely. Now, and how she understood it was as a false doctrine that takes place. There's 1,000 years of peace on planet Earth, and she doesn't ever give any indication that it begins in year 2000, January 1st. So you can't take what she says and tie it in with the year 2000 and be doing justice to her information. Now, as we go through the different prophetic material, there is one aspect of prophecy. I want to lay down another idea here at the beginning of our studies today that we'll refer back to. This doesn't necessarily directly relate to what we just said about knowing what's in the future, but this aspect that sometimes is not thought about by Seventh-day Adventists is that there is a progression that takes place in many prophetic truths. For instance, the Sunday law progresses geographically. Sister White says the Sunday law is passed in the United States, and then every other country on the globe follows its example. So there's a geographic progression of the Sunday law. And when you look closely at the Sunday law in connection with the judgment in heaven, you find that the Sunday test is the issue that the Lord